This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Thank you, Megan Barth, for hour number one. Great to have her in as guest host. It's War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. Sea to shining sea, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. Let's go to war. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, cops, not criminals. I'm coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBAT, 790 AM here in Las Vegas, owned and operated by Edward Stoltz, the great man who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Great taste, great talent for picking winners. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, also a man of great taste, the owner of USA Radio, who gave me my shot in national syndication. How did he know? Brilliant. Genius. This show's dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio, RootWall.com. And there's not much else for me to say, because that is my pack. It is a Root for the Wall pack. I founded it because it's time to back President Trump and raise the money from 63 million Trump voters to build that darn wall. And all I need to do is say, go to rootwall.com. All your answers are there. The videos are there. The columns are there. My reasoning is there. The way the money will be spent is there. Go to rootwall.com and check it out. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com or call 844-ROOTWALL. Sponsor of the show. Got the naming rights of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. Got to save that disclaimer. Call-in number. Love taking calls on this show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And my commentary will be coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. Here it is, your first sneak peek. Advance look at my column for Thursday. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. Before I get to my usual column, I'm bursting with pride to make an announcement. This is how the column starts. My national TV show has been on Newsmax TV for 2.5 years now, but Newsmax was never available on cable TV in Las Vegas until now. As of this week, my friends and fans in the Vegas Valley can watch the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. on Cox Cable on Channel 96, as well as DirecTV and Dish. So starting on Thursday, it should be on Wednesday, tomorrow, my show will be, some people are having watch parties around Vegas. I've gotten about 5 emails and texts from fans of the show that are having watch parties the first night of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Cox Cable. Thank you, guys. Very honored. Fittingly, on the day I make my Vegas television announcement, this is a rare column about local Vegas politics. But in the case of Vegas, all local politics is really a national story. We are the tourist and convention capital of America, and the fastest growing city and state in America. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. Our decisions reverberate across the country. So bravo, and a great big thank you to our Las Vegas City Council for passing a new law dealing with homelessness. It is a model for the nation. The homeless cannot be allowed to destroy the quality of life in our great city. The rights of homeless people do not take precedence over the rights of taxpayers. My dad used to say in the 1970s, the definition of a conservative is any liberal who just got mugged. Today, the definition of a conservative is any liberal homeowner who sees a homeless person in their neighborhood. That's how you become a conservative. No sane person wants to see homeless people on their street or in front of their business. We will remain the tourist capital of America and the fastest growing city in America only as long as our taxes are the lowest in the country, our streets are safe, and tourists don't see homeless people bringing filth, poop, pee, and drug needles to the Vegas Strip. We have to act now to prevent this homeless invasion from destroying the Vegas Strip and from ruining beautiful neighborhoods like Summerlin and Henderson. Our property values and children's safety are on the line. Now, the driving forces who made this happen should be celebrated from the highest mountain. Mayor Carolyn Goodman, along with Republican councilpersons Michelle Fiore, Victoria Seaman, and Stavros Anthony. This doesn't happen without three Republicans in our city council. So now anyone can see how voting Republican does indeed make a difference in quality of life for taxpayers. Democrats and the liberal media have it all wrong. Our city council didn't vote against homeless people. They voted for homeowners, property owners, business owners, and taxpayers. Those are the people that pay all the bills. They are the groups every politician ought to be making the number one priority. The vast majority of homeless people aren't homeless by mistake. They have terrible mental issues and terrible addictions to drugs and alcohol. If homeless start invading nice suburban neighborhoods, our taxpayers will move away. Then there won't be any money to help the homeless or anyone else. It's a vicious cycle. Ask the citizens of Detroit, Baltimore, Chicago, Newark, Cleveland, and many others. The good people are gone and never coming back. Thanks to our city council for putting the taxpayers and homeowners first. It's a great start, and it's a model for America. My column coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal, What Happens in Vegas Does Not Stay in Vegas. Great deal. And as if on cue, it's amazing how I write these things, and then right after I finish them, some new article comes out that backs me up. A homeless man hurls a bucket of diarrhea at a woman near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You want that to be Las Vegas? You want that to be your town wherever you are listening right now? Good luck. Let the homeless camp wherever they want. Good luck getting a bucket of diarrhea on your head. A homeless man dumped a bucket of hot diarrhea. Hot diarrhea. Mmm. On a Los Angeles woman near the Hollywood Walk of Fame, an unprovoked attack that's left her with PTSD. Heidi Van Stossel said she was about to drive home from a Thai restaurant near the famed tourist area in April when the alleged assailant, Jerry Blessings, dragged her out of her vehicle. He pulled her into the middle of the street and he dumped a bucket of feces over her head. It was diarrhea, hot liquid. I was soaked and it was coming off my eyelashes and into my eyes, referring to the amount of feces used in the attack. Paramedics who treated her said it looked like a man was saving it up for a month. She said she was rushed to Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital, where she was tested for infectious diseases. By the way, it doesn't say it, but you could get AIDS. It's so traumatic, she told the news station. The PTSD that I'm dealing with is beyond anything I've ever felt. There needs to be some kind of help for victims of these crimes. Blessings, described as a transient who suffers from mental illness, you think? Was arrested on battery charges and jailed. He was sent by a judge to a residential facility for people with mental health issues, but released in August, which concerns Van Stossel. What's the next thing he's going to do to someone, she said. If he would have had a knife, he would have stabbed low-life pieces of garbage filled with mental illness, drugs, and alcohol who have no value to our society, wandering around the streets, causing havoc and destroying business and destroying tourism and destroying property values. So you know what? You want to defend the homeless. Good luck and God bless you. Don't do it in front of me, because you're a naive fool if you do it in front of me. You know what you deserve if you defend and feel bad for the homeless? A hot, steaming bucket of diarrhea mixed with a little pee aftershave. You morons. Helping the homeless. What kind of an idiot would allow homeless people to camp in the middle of the street in your city? Causing a disgusting amount of disease and feces and mental illness and violence. You want your children walking near that? You want your home to have one of them walking by? Well, how about one of them living a few feet from your home? You want your kids on the front lawn? Ugh. Disgusting. See, it's just in me and everyone else is I'm real. Everybody thinks what I think. And if they don't think that way or they don't say it that way out loud, you're lying to yourself. You're lying because no one wants to see homeless people anywhere near their house or their neighborhood. And if they do, they're sick to their stomach and they're running like little babies crying on mama. Don't ever tell me you don't think we got to have compassion for homeless people. You know what the compassion is? This bill. This bill says it's a crime to camp out in the middle of the street. And we're going to take you away, but we're not going to take you away to a garbage can. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to shoot you. It's not going to be a firing squad. We're not injecting you with poison. We're taking you to basically a place for homeless people, indoors, to help you, to save you, with some mental help for you. And if you don't want to go, then we'll arrest you. Then it becomes a crime. Because we're not leaving you on the street to ruin our neighborhood and crap in the middle of our sidewalks and destroy our tourism and destroy our businesses and destroy our home values. Pretty simple stuff. You're either four buckets of hot steam and diarrhea on your face or you're not. All right, number two. I hate to brag, but hey, Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. What have I said for 2 years now? That Donald Trump did a great job and actually proved me wrong because I said his tax cut should have been aimed at people, individuals, not corporations. It should have been like 80% of the money, the tax cut should have gone to people, 20% to corporations. Instead, it was 80% to corporations, 20% to people. But it worked. It created a great economy. It kept us the only country in the world out of recession. He did a great job, and it resulted in lots of money coming back to America. Lots of new money for corporations. Those corporations, their shareholders made a fortune. Those corporations hired people. They gave raises. They gave bonuses. Good for everyone. But I kept saying he's got to do a tax cut too, like Reagan. He's got to have a tax cut for the middle class. And sure enough, here's what he's saying. Here's what he's saying. Fast forward to today, Larry Kudlow hinted, then the Washington Post reported, Trump's economic advisors are exploring whether the president should campaign for re-election, proposing a 15% tax rate for the American middle class. That's great. While some see the idea as a simple way of selling Republicans' economic agenda, as not merely beneficial to the rich. As a reminder, weeks before the 2018 midterms, which is when I told him to do it, Trump suddenly floated a 10% tax cut on the middle class, saying he's working on a very major tax cut for middle-income people. Talk of that plan fizzled after the election. Concrete proposal never materialized. So now with the election a year away, it's time to refloat this idea. Guess what? Don't float it. Do it. Cut taxes for America's middle class and small business. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear. Open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the wall, PAC. Pay for it. Responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Newsmax TV, sponsor of this segment of the show. Our show is on Newsmax TV coming up in about about 37 minutes or so. We'll be on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel, reaching about 80 million homes by year-end, and we're adding 6.2 million starting tomorrow. Cox Cable, third biggest cable carrier in America. We're adding Las Vegas, Phoenix, Tucson, San Diego, and many other cities. About 6.2 million homes starting tomorrow. If you're in the Vegas Valley listening right now, starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. West Coast time, you could watch me on TV in that third hour instead of listening on the radio. If you're driving home, of course, you keep listening on 790 a.m. But if you're at home, turn to the TV. And every night, five nights a week, in an hour of Wayne Root with all my opinions. We also reach 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And by the way, on Cox Cable tomorrow, it's on Channel 96 at 5 o'clock. I'm the host of the Primetime Newsmax show, 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. Pacific. Bill O'Reilly with me on Mondays and Tuesdays. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. So let me finish with the story I was telling you before we went to break. Tax Cut 2.0 is back. Trump's exploring a middle-class tax cut, cutting the top rate to 15% for the American middle class. That would be wonderful. According to the WaPo report, Trump's top economic advisor, head of his National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, is spearheading the effort behind Trump's second tax cut package and is widely seen as a leading proponent of the new 15% rate. They only got one part of the story wrong. Everything Trump does comes from me first. Listen to my radio show. Watch my TV show. I've been pitching this for 2 years and sending it to the president for 2 years. Presidents pushed aides to develop a simple tax message for 2020 focused on middle-class tax relief. It's what I've been saying again and again and again. Cut it and cut it big for the middle class, and you'll guarantee re-election. Can you imagine all the Democrats have? All they've got. The only thing they've got is they've got, we're going to give you everything free and spend trillions of dollars on free health care run by the wonderful government, the same people that brought you the DMV, the same morons that brought you the DMV. And you can wait 12-hour lines for a Band-Aid. You can wait 3 days for a cut on your leg. You can wait 2 years to get a hip replacement. If we allow it, we'll probably decide you're too old. And we're going to give you that free, and we're going to give you college free, which means college will be worth nothing. Everyone will go. It'll be worthless. And we're going to make sure the transgenders are the first in line to get into the country. That's what Democrats got. That's it. That's their whole ball game. My commentary will be out, by the way, on Sunday, and I will be recommending a middle-class tax cut, massive tax cut to Trump, as well as part two of that has got to be get rid of all taxes on Social Security. We paid into the system our whole lives. Why would you tax it on the way out? You have no right to tax it. You've held our money for 40 years, 50 years, giving us almost zero interest. It's the worst deal in the world. When it comes out, I should get it in full with interest. I shouldn't have to pay taxes on it. You should be giving me interest on the money that you held for all those years. Worst deal in the world. Get rid of taxes for middle-class people on Social Security. Get rid of it. And number three, part three I'm going to recommend, is to make English the only language of America and voting in America. If you can't go along with me and change voter ID, if you can't use executive action, Mr. President, for voter ID, then what you've got to do is you've got to make English the only language we vote in. And that alone will help us a lot. You can use executive order for that, and people will not be able to vote in Spanish or 100 other languages. And that will change some of the voting patterns of America, number one. And number two, even if you can't do voter ID by executive action, I'm sure there's other things you could do. Like, can't you make it a crime and immediate deportation if you illegally vote and you're not an American citizen? Can't you make it a crime to use any documents in America if you're illegal to vote? Make it illegal. Let all the states issue all the driver's licenses they want for driving. But if you use that same driver's license to vote, that's a public document and you go to jail. You go to jail and then you get deported. They're not going to show up to vote anymore. That's the way you got to do it, Mr. President. And I'll have that commentary out on Sunday. But I'll tell you what, Larry Kudlow and my great friend Steve Moore, you're all witnesses. I said on this show just the other day to Steve Moore, he was just on, what, Friday? Steve Moore, go tell the president, got to do a middle-class tax cut, got to do part two of the tax cut. I think it's wonderful. Wonderful. It's a smart way to go. It'll guarantee re-election. But get rid of taxes on Social Security. That'll also guarantee re-election. And then make sure illegals can't vote. They can only vote in English. They can't use documents, and they go to jail. This is the way you win elections. Use executive order. Congress is filled with a bunch of communists and cowards. CNC. Communists are the Democrats, cowards are the Republicans. Go right over their heads, Mr. President. My commentary that I haven't even written yet that'll come out on Sunday. Newspaper near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is announcing the Trump administration will invest $900 million in U.S. infrastructure. The funding has been awarded to 55 projects across 35 states. The Build Grant Program selected projects that would make a significant impact to their local communities, which includes roads, bridges, transit, and more. Attorney General William Barr announcing the results of Operation Triple Beam, a three-month operation resulting in the arrests of over 300 alleged violent fugitives. Speaking in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Tuesday, Barr says this very successful program was a team effort.
The key to Operation Triple Beam is that it is conducted in close cooperation with state and local law enforcement, who really are the backbone of the effort.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brain Ellen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Ellen Root, otherwise known as War. Sponsor this segment of the show, Swiss America. Gold and silver have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth. So here's an irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, who's been the number one name in gold and silver and the most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted below cost for just $18.50 each delivered while supplies last. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners. Call now, 800-289-2646. You get a free special report. You get a free DVD, 30-minute DVD, hosted by myself, yours truly, Wayne Ellen Root, and the CEO of Swiss America, Dean Heskin. And you get one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted for $18.50. Just call 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. SwissAmerica.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got our guest David Limbaugh with us, conservative syndicated political columnist, author, attorney, brother of Rush Limbaugh, the great one. His new book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. He must understand my show 24 hours a day. Well, actually, we're 3 hours a day, but I mean 24 hours of coverage on my show. Every second on my show is about the insanity of Democrats. His website is davidlimbaugh.com. Once again, the book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David Limbaugh. Hey, David, how are you?
Great. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing fantastic, and as I said, I hope you heard my intro. That's all I ever talk about on this show is the insanity of Democrats. They really don't understand what a great country this is. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and I made it in America. And long before I had a national radio show or a national TV show on Newsmax, I became a self-made millionaire in the business world. God bless America. What a great country. You know, this butcher's kid got into Columbia University and made money and did well and raised a family, four beautiful kids. Greatest country. If you listen to Bernie Sanders and AOC and Elizabeth Warren, wouldn't you get the impression it's the worst country ever and there's no way to make it in America and we hate everybody who isn't white and you got no shot to make it and what happened to Wayne was an anomaly. It can't really happen to anybody else. They are insane, the things they want to do to change the greatest nation in world history.
Well said. That's exactly right. And in fact, I think insanity might be charitable. It might be a euphemism.
they're suicidal, aren't they? They're suicidal. They want to kill the country and kill themselves. And they're like the kids I went to Columbia with, David. At Columbia, I was this butcher's kid who loved capitalism. I show up at Columbia thinking my dad told me that's it. You've made it. You'll get rich in America. You got in the Ivy League. I show up and there's all these rich kids, spoiled brat rich kids. And all they're talking about is how much they hate white people and hate rich people. They're all white and they're all rich, but they hate white people and hate rich people. It was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen. You're right. They're all insane.
And it's only gotten worse since we went to college. And it's really predominant now. And their idea is beyond insane. They some of them are just outright evil. I'm not saying the people. I'm saying their ideas. For example, abortion on demand to the point of birth and even
yes.
after.
It's
open borders. Outright socialism. You know, they're it is hard to explain how they can look at the history of the world and not understand that prior to capitalism, we lived, the world lived in poverty, and the only people who had any money were the rulers, so income inequality didn't begin with capitalism. Then capitalism has lifted people up for the last 200 years throughout the world. Of course, there's no, there's still income inequality because people have different strengths, different weaknesses, different circumstances. But their professed good intentions are absurd. They ought to be judged on the results of their policies. You cannot constrict capitalism, capitalists. You cannot constrict the incentive of people to work without spreading poverty among everyone. And that's what they don't understand, the finite pie that socialism produces. They just want to divide it up. They want to be the ones in power who redistribute it. But they don't understand economic growth and that a market produces wealth. Governments can't produce wealth. All they can do is take it away. But they live in constant jealousy, looking at covetousness, looking at the other guy and what does he have. And they can't be happy if we have more money than anybody in the history of the world. Even our poor are rich compared to standards in the past. And yet nobody can be happy if somebody else has more. These progressives just feed on negativity, and it's destructive. And it's the same thing. It's the common thread that runs through their identity politics, pitting men against women, transes against homosexuals, gays against straights, whites against blacks, whites against Mexicans. There is no satisfying them. They're in a constant state of angst. They depend on that, on stirring that angst. They depend for their power on it, because they have no policy, substantive policies that work. Their policies fail, so they resort to identity politics to get their followers to hate us. And it's pure hate and intolerance, while at the same time projecting, saying that we're the intolerant ones and non-inclusive ones. Couldn't be more backwards, and yet they fooled millions of people.
Yeah, the thing that's been amazing to me is the last few days when you see the plans coming out of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and I just pray to God, I pray that they are the Democratic nominee. I hope it's the team. I hope it's Bernie and Elizabeth, or Elizabeth and Bernie, or maybe one of the two of them with AOC as the VP, or maybe Bernie Sanders with Ilhan Omar as the VP. I only pray that that's the candidate team, because the things they're talking about, David, are so insane that anybody could understand it. You know, the most simple person who never graduated fifth grade could understand they would wreck and destroy America and turn us into Venezuela.
Can you imagine proposing with a straight face a Medicare for all plan contemplates $50 trillion and then proposing to fund it by taxing a wealth tax on billionaires, and if you confiscated the entire wealth of all billionaires, you couldn't run it for 2 years. Now that's Elizabeth Warren, who denies she's a socialist, by the way, and then Bernie, who admits it, gleefully admits he's a socialist, says, Elizabeth, you're not being totally honest here. Let's just admit that we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. You can't possibly achieve enough savings on these Medicare reforms to fund this thing. So just admit you're going to raise the taxes on the middle class. And see, ultimately what he would do is provide a guaranteed health care for everyone, but that doesn't mean anything. The guaranteeing health care, the government can't mandate, can't successfully provide something that about which there is scarcity. So that they can demand this, what happens is you end up reducing quality, reducing choice, and increasing price and quality of care. Can you imagine? There's these waiting lines. So they statistically can claim that they cover everybody, but it means nothing. Health care goes down for everyone. Freedom evaporates for people. The greatest health care in the history of the world is diminished. And these social central planners can pat themselves on the back because they have fewer millions uninsured. By the way, Obamacare was to eradicate the uninsured, and they always presented this as a complete lie that uninsured equated to no medical access. And now there were 50 million uninsured, now there's supposedly 20 million, but the health care of everyone else, most people, is reduced. Quality and choice are reduced. And here they are, just like socialists always do. They introduce socialism, they introduce more government control, they screw up the system, and they blame it on capitalism and demand more socialism. And that Obama telegraphed this years before he ran for president, saying, we got to be patient, we have to be incremental in achieving single payer. It may take us 15 years. If you just look at the writings of these socialists, they're transparent and they tell you what they're going to do. Why can't we just, Wayne, have people see what they're doing and accept it for what it is?
Well, you know, I've always made this argument. You know, I graduated, I told you, Columbia University class of 83, David. Do you realize
that? I knew that because I've read about your Obama stuff.
Yes, that makes me the classmate of Obama. And right. What I always said about Obama was, He is just as radical, just as socialist, Marxist, communist as Sanders, AOC, and yep. Elizabeth Warren. But he was so much smarter than them in how he packaged himself and how he didn't want to look like a communist. And he laughed if you called him one. He just laughed. That's ridiculous. That's preposterous. I love capitalism. That would be Obama's answer. And he wanted incremental change because he knew that if you did it all at once, the American people would say, are you crazy? Right? So they're so dumb, Sanders and Warren. They don't even want to listen to the Obamas of the world who know, understand marketing, right? They're just throwing it all at us.
You're exactly right. He's an Alinskyite. He says what he has to say. Communist, Marxist, socialist, say what they need to say. Lying is perfectly permissible. Ends justifies the means. And it disappoints me and discourages me when people on our side, even radio hosts who interview me, say, isn't it great that Obama's now calling them out on their cancel culture and all that, and he's really moderate now? No, he isn't moderate. What is wrong with you people not to understand? He's the one who ginned up racism. He's the one who opened the door to same-sex marriage after pretending he was ambivalent about it. He was completely left on all these issues, claimed that we would never get out of the economic doldrums and malaise. We could never achieve more than 1.5 to 2%. Wanted to raise taxes more than he raised them. It's a shame to me. Abortion, my gosh, with the federal funding of abortion, even exported overseas. What is wrong with people that they cannot see this? Why do they have this craving to suck up to Obama and other people and claim? I guess it's because people think if they say that Obama's a great guy, it just shows they're not a racist. Why do we accept these lies, these accusations that we're racist? We got to fight this.
All right, that is David Limbaugh, brother of Rush, conservative syndicated political columnist of his own, in his own right, author, attorney, new book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. His website is davidlimbaugh.com. David, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down. 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158. Or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. That was David Limbaugh. Great to have him with us. Got his new book out. Democrats are insane, and they are insane, no question about it. I talk about it all day long on this show. Speaking of insane, Mark Sanford was insane to ever think that he could actually beat President Trump in a GOP primary. It was just the most silly thing ever. And Mark Sanford ended his bid today to challenge Trump in the GOP primary before any GOP primary. There just is no room in the Republican Party for never-Trumpers. Some, like Congressman Justin Amash, have left the party altogether. Others are trying to change it from the inside by staging a primary challenge against President Trump despite his 96% approval rating among Republicans. Pretty funny. It's got the highest approval rating in history, more than Reagan. After his campaign generated zero traction, Republican Mark Sanford, former governor and congressman from South Carolina, suspending his campaign to challenge President Trump in the 2020 Republican Party. You got to be a realist, and what I did not anticipate is an impeachment, Sanford said. He added he would look for other ways to combat the growing budget deficit, which has ballooned under Trump. His departure from the race leaves Governor Bill Weld, former Representative Joe Walsh of Illinois, as Trump's other two long-shot primary challengers. Who? Sanford, of course, best known for the adultery scandal that marred his second term as governor. He eventually had to admit to voters he left the state abruptly because of an extramarital affair he'd been having. It was ultimately censured by the state assembly, though he did complete a second term. He announced his plans to challenge Trump back in September when he said Republicans had lost our way. What an idiot. What a complete moron. Trump today talked trade and praised negative rates at the Economic Club of New York during Trump's speech on Tuesday. Today he laid out his economic message for the 2020 campaign. Under his administration, the U.S. experienced more than 5 years of uninterrupted growth and record low unemployment. Trump said he reversed policies imposed by his predecessors. By the way, this should say has experienced more than almost 3 years of uninterrupted growth and record low unemployment. Not sure why he says under his administration the U.S. experienced more than 5 years. That's a typo from Zero Hedge. Trump said he reversed policies imposed by his predecessors that restrained the economy, blaming regulations and trade deals advanced by other presidents. He added the political class sold out American workers. He reiterated his criticism of the Fed, which he has repeatedly bashed for not cutting interest rates sooner. Yet this time he actually called for the central bank to consider cutting rates into negative territory like they have in Europe. When Trump's praise of negative interest rates only evoked a brief burst of applause, Trump remarked, only the smart people are clapping. His scheduled speech did start a few minutes late, but some of his proposed remarks have already hit the tape. Trump's to say American market is most coveted in the globe, meaning stock market. Trump said those who want access to American markets must obey the rules. Of course, he was thinking of China. Trump says the Fed far too slow in cutting rates. Trump says the Fed puts the U.S. at a disadvantage versus other countries. Trump scolds the Fed, makes a plea for negative rates. Trump says he thinks U.S. can bring down tax rates further. Trump says the EU has high trade barriers. Trump says the China deal could happen soon. And Trump says if there is no deal, we will raise tariffs. And by the way, one more example of Trump being right. Denmark closes its border with Sweden as bombing spread. Trump held a rally in February of 2017 in front of thousands of supporters in Florida. And during a speech, he referenced the increased violence in Sweden due to the tremendous influx of refugees. Again, things I talk about all the time on this show. Trump said, you look at what's happening in Germany, you look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden, who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels. You look at what's happening in Nice, in Paris. The media immediately pounced on Trump. They ran attacks all day the next day, claiming Trump said there was a terrorist attack in Sweden. But Trump was right. Migrants are changing the face of Sweden. The bombings and the violence have continued to escalate in once peaceful Sweden. And on Monday, yesterday, Denmark closed its border with Sweden as the bombings spread. These idiots in Sweden let in all of these bad people without extreme vetting. You know, that's the problem. And that's why you have problems. Denmark will temporarily reinstate border controls with Sweden and step up police work along the border after a series of violent crimes and explosions around Copenhagen that Danish authorities say were carried out by perpetrators from Sweden. The checks, which start Tuesday for 6 months, will take place at a bridge between Copenhagen and the Swedish city of Malmo and also at ferry ports. Lene Frank of Denmark's National Police said there will be both random and periodic checks of people crossing the border, and officers will focus particularly on cross-border crime involving explosives, weapons, and drugs. Since February, there have been 13 bomb blasts in Copenhagen. Authorities believe an August 6th explosion at the Danish tax agency was committed by criminals that had crossed the border from Sweden. Two Swedish citizens are in custody, and I guarantee you, without looking, without them saying it, they are immigrants who entered Sweden with no extreme vetting. I'm not going to say what kind of immigrants. I might get in trouble. That's what happens in America nowadays. You get in trouble for telling the truth. But there are people coming from other countries that mean us harm, that want welfare for their whole lives, cradle to grave, want multiple wives, have 20 kids, don't believe in Judeo-Christian values, believe in Sharia law, hate Jews, hate Christians, and they could destroy our Western civilization. And Sweden let them in, and Denmark let them in, not to the same extent as Sweden. Germany let them in, France let them in, Britain let them in. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Under Trump, we're not letting them in. Extreme vetting.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management
and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.